interesting to see how many voices there are now joining the discussion around open data. When Tim Berners-Lee came here, and of course, he's got a fair bit of authority when it comes to talking about open link data, which is this new thing that the data scientists are talking about. He really welcomed the fact that there are 7 countries now which have stood up open data platforms. Impressive growth in that, and they're all talking to each other and learning from one another. And of course, the internet enables that kind of conversation and community and sharing of best practice. And it's interesting to see how that has really enabled some cross-pollination and even a little friendly competition across the Atlantic.
And that's just what I was going to say, is there is a lot of competition going on. Data.gov launched first, and now UK has one. Australia has all similar kinds of things. And they're all, I mean, I think it's great in that they're all looking at slightly different ways of doing this and then getting together and like at a conference like this and sharing their lessons learned.
Exactly. The hallway conversations were pretty hot.
Yeah.
I have to admit, as a tech journalist, I did the best I could to stay with some of the more esoteric discussions of data formats and RDF and really trying to stay with the depth of the science going on, because it really is data science that's being discussed here. But the overall themes, there's really a great deal of excitement about what's possible now and what's being done, not just what could be.
And is there a sense that data is actually important, and that making data available, widely available, is this becoming more of the norm rather than the exception?
Well, it depends where you're talking about and in what context, right? I mean, there are certainly real concerns about privacy and security. And you just reported upon a data breach at the Veterans Administration, right?
Right.
There's no one saying that PII needs to go, person identifiable information needs to go online, that citizens need to have that kind of radical transparency about their health records. At the same time, there are now significant efforts which have, which you've reported on, say at the Veterans Administration, in a good sense, where they're allowing veterans to download data about themselves, electronic health record, which they can then take around to the various appointments. And that kind of movement where you have public-private partnerships that enable more efficient, more effective technologies are frankly growing. And in terms of thinking,
giving people
larger
options,
context,
that seems to be the key. Allowing people to control their information, and if they want to make that available, then they can.
Well, yes and no. A lot of the big Web 2.0 companies use data as their secret sauce, right? Amazon,
right.
LinkedIn, Facebook, Google. There's a huge, the Web 2.0 summit was going on this week out in San Francisco.
Right.
And this issue of data portability is a huge one. If you look at what's happening between Google and Facebook, who owns the data, how you can export it, what you can do with it is a big issue. And I think that's essential to government as well, since government is effectively the biggest data provider around.
It controls probably more data than anybody else, even Google, for goodness sakes. Let me ask you, because one of the things Vivek Kundra announced was something called the data.gov Open Data Community. Talk a little bit about what this Open Data Community is.
Well, if you go to data.gov/opendata, you'll see there's a new space there. Sonny Bagwalia from GSA is blogging there now. He's got a couple posts, and there's a forum where people can talk and share about what they're up to. It's pretty bare bones to date. It's built on the Drupal platform, so it's open source. We'll see if they add more modules to make it more interactive. But essentially, what they're doing is taking a page out of, other people's playbooks and understanding that in order to get the greatest utility from data, you need to think about how you're going to socialize it and make people aware of what you're doing, share best practices around it, and really get it out into the developer space where they can do something with it. That's why when the FCC talks about its own open data movement, including engaging developers, they created space for that. FCC.gov/developer has a community where they're talking about the sorts of things that they're doing. And I think that's an essential part of the conversation at the end of 2010, as opposed to where it was, say, when the Obama administration came in at the beginning of 2009 and launched these things. They understand that you can't just post the data and say, come and get it. They also have to market it to developers and to the venture capital community to let them understand that this stuff is there and that it can be incorporated to build real value.
Oh.